Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Hey, happy anniversary.
It's not July anymore.
Podcast anniversary.
Oh, podcast anniversary.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I didn't forget.
That's good. We've been doing this for a year. Well, little over a year because we recorded a few beforehand,
yes.
but a year ago we pushed the go button. Well, you pushed the go button.
True.
But
you were beside me on the couch when I did it.
I just sit here and talk. That's all I do. That's my contribution to matters. But we've been doing a whole year of this.
A whole year.
And recently we've gotten a few more listeners.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I noticed that.
We're almost up.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We're almost up to 50 a week in the last few.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And we figured since it's been a year, we'd do another kind of like little retrospective and get to know us again. That's the plan this week. It's going to be a quick one because it's a holiday for us.
It is. Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Canadian Thanksgiving, and if you want to know what that's all about, we have an episode about
it. It's true. One of the first year. Ones.
One of the first ones.
Because it was from last year.
Exactly.
That's how time works.
Smart. Very smart.
Before we get to any of that, though, Brandon, what's your current nerd thing?
It's not very good. I just worked all week and filled with sadness of working.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I did get a cool Ghostbusters jacket, though.
Did that bring you happiness?
It did.
Yay.
You bought me a nice jacket for Halloween season.
Yeah, but you're just gonna wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's cool.
It is very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yay, I'm glad you like that. Yes.
How about you?
I have many happy nerd things, and I'm like mostly just excited we've been doing this for a year. Does that count as a nerd thing?
That's pretty nerdy.
Cool. I was gonna say we have been watching Midnight Mass on Netflix, and I'm really liking it. So
spooky.
It's spooky, but I like that he bases his stuff on like classic literature, and even though this one he keeps saying is not based on a book, there's definite like specific book, but there's nods. And so I mean, does that count as nerdy?
It's pretty nerdy.
Okay, good. Yeah, we've been watching that.
I have warned some people, don't watch Midnight Mass if you're squeamish about animal cruelty, though.
Yes, we do say that, yeah. I'm squeamish about it, and I'm still watching it. I don't know how or why, but I've been,
You were a little upset about it, though.
I was very upset about it. In fact, the other day, I had a small class, and we weren't really doing what we were supposed to be doing. So instead, we watched the trailers, and we talked about Midnight Mass. And The Haunting of Hill House and Haunting of Bly Manor.
It fits.
It fits. I said, I can explain that this is literature.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Cool.
So we did that. So that's my nerd thing. But yeah, just excited we've been doing this for a year. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Also, Brandon, what are you drinking?
Wow. We have a special beverage to celebrate the occasion. I'm going to pop the cork on this bad boy. Thankfully, it's not one of the dangerous corks.
The dangerous ones that go flying off.
It's attached, so it's not gonna.
It's not gonna go popping up. Oh, it's gonna be loud in the mic, though.
It's gonna be loud in the mic. So maybe turn your volume down or something. I don't know. There we go. Yeah.
So we've got some sparkling wine for the occasion
In our wedding flutes.
Yeah.
Because it's the anniversary.
Yes, exactly. Wedding anniversary, podcast anniversary, whatever.
Same thing. There you go.
Thank you. It is always Brandon's job to open up the sparkling wine bottles and the wine bottles. If you can hear him pouring almost.
Glub, 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 glub. Okay. So, this is some Prosecco.
Yay.
Because
Prosecco is delicious. All right. So, cheers.
Clink. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I like that. So that's, we're drinking Prosecco. That's what we're drinking.
We got to celebrate good times.
That's right.
Come on.
Woohoo. That's not how it goes. Also, while we're doing our intro typical type of things, Marvel. Update.
Yeah, we're about to hit a big drought of Marvel content, but
a big drought in 2021 version.
Yeah,
which is yeah.
Yeah, not the 2020 version. We don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. Why? What happened? So
this is good Prosecco.
Yes, it is good Prosecco. But we hit the last episode of What If?
Mm-hmm.
Although there was supposed to be 10 episodes. I don't know if you noticed that, but there was definitely a missing episode. Did you
they did say 10 episodes, didn't they?
Did you catch that? No, like, just even from the... we're keeping this spoiler free, so I can't really explain it to you, but we'll talk about it more next week.
I have a theory.
That,
it might be bunnies.
Yeah,
but
it's probably bunnies, yeah.
I do, yeah. Mm. We can chat about it.
Yeah, there's very clearly a missing episode, which is too bad.
I would have liked to see that episode, I think.
They might be pushing it to season 2. I don't know. Ooh. But what did you think of the finale overall?
Spoiler free. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I thought it was fun. Do we know that there's a season 2? Are we assuming there's a season 2?
I believe that there is serious talks for a season 2, but it's not like confirmed or anything.
Right. So no, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was fun. And I can't say too much else without getting into spoilers. What about you?
Yeah, I didn't like it as much as I thought I was going to.
Right.
It was still fine, but it was like 100%. Climax, no story.
Right.
So yeah, anyway, that's fine, but yeah. can't say too much.
Right. I liked some of the other episodes better than the finale for sure, but yeah, okay, cool, we'll talk about it more later. Disney A news update. Okay, got some news items today, this week.
Okay,
currently.
Yeah, so you want to start with the park stuff?
Let's do parks first.
Yeah.
Okay. So the big news all over the socials this last week was the Magic Key weird reservation system calendar things going on.
Yeah. So Magic Key holders, understandably, have been a little disappointed with the availability of reservations.
Because there weren't any.
The lack of availability.
October was like basically completely full.
Yeah. Like so the... Before October even started, it was like entirely booked up, apparently, which is probably not the best thing if you're sitting on a $1,400 all you can eat dream pass,
right?
And you can't get into there for a whole month. So I'd be a little upset about that too.
Absolutely.
You'd expect like big days here and there, like July 4th or something, to sell out. But like every single day in October of all, like, I know Halloween's a pretty big deal, but still.
But it, like, all the weekends were booked and most of the weekdays even. So it was a little crazy.
It was pretty crazy, but they've pulled some levers and there's a lot more availability all of a sudden. Like a switch was flipped.
They were messing with the algorithm, basically.
Yeah, there's an algorithm. They definitely, a reservation for a Magic Key is different than a reservation for a single day ticket, of course, because
of course.
They're getting money for those single day tickets.
Of course, they
already have the money for the other one. So that makes sense. I think that they made a whoopsie and they were upsetting too many people, so they backed off that a little bit.
Yeah,
and that they'll be playing with that the whole time.
We knew they were going to be doing that the whole time. This is just the first big time we've seen it.
That's the benefit for them
of
a reservation system. That's what they want.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they can mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. Get exactly what they want. Speaking of changes and park news and all that kind of stuff, Genie Plus, we have a little bit of, I don't know if is it a leak or a rumor? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was on Twitter. Someone had a video of like them showing a demo of the Genie Plus app in action.
Right.
And what this Twitterer, I don't know if it was a verified person. I didn't actually see this myself. I don't know if they were verified or if this is like a solid leak, but the video looked pretty good, so
yeah
whatever. Apparently with the included Genie Plus Lightning Lane reservations that you can get, not the ones you pay extra for, because those are limited to 2. We already knew that from the original press release.
The one that's the equivalent of like Max Pass now.
Yeah.
Not your standby line, your Genie Plus.
The closest thing that they're going to have to Fast Pass, where you can reserve a return time for a specific...
Pay your $20 a day.
And you can reserve a return time, and you can hold one of those one at a time.
Yeah.
We assumed that it was going to be just like Fast Pass, where you could go log into your time and then book another Fast Pass right after that.
So if you want to jump on, I don't know, say you want to turn and go right onto Space Mountain at Rope Drop and you want to book another one for Space Mountain later.
Rope Drop's not the best example because you wouldn't.
While you're in line at Space Mountain, you book one for Big Thunder for later in the day, and you go ride Big Thunder, and you're like, "That was awesome." And you book another one for Big Thunder later in the day. It looks like no.
Yeah, it looks like your $20 is gonna buy you one Lightning Lane access per Lightning Lane ride.
Yeah.
A day.
So, now, I'm not sure about this.
I don't know if that... Yeah, that does, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I guess the concept is that they want to spread people out a little more and make standby not as horrible as it has been with FastPass.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. So you can be a little more spontaneous that way, I guess. It's not great for people like us who like to plan and...
It's true. That's part of the fun.
And game the system a little bit.
Did I tell you a coworker of mine the other day was talking to me about Disney? I was like, I wonder what crowds were like. And I said, well, I can tell you that. And he says, I wonder what lines were like. I can tell you that as well. And he says he wants to go to Disneyland with his wife and son. He's like, man, would you like be able to give me any tips and tricks and plans? I was like, would I?
Sounds like an episode idea to me.
That's exactly what I said. I said I could do a whole episode on it, actually. So he thought it was like a win for him, and I said, no, that's a win for me. That's just fun. Maybe that's a nerd thing.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, so this kind of thing, like, we enjoy doing that kind of planning and stuff.
Right. So we're keeping an eye on the whole Genie Plus thing. That would be an interesting limitation to it.
It would be.
It would definitely decrease the value proposition of your of your $20, but it's still probably worth it. Like you said, it's including a photo pass.
That's the big thing for me. That's not the only thing, but I mean, like, if you are paying for those, if you are someone who likes photos, you know, your ride photos, or say you're doing photos with characters or any of that kind of stuff, and you're someone who likes all of that, you're going to be spending a lot of money if you're not including it all in one
go. We went to Disney World in 2000. I remember how much ride photo cost. Just one.
I remember my parents. I have a Splash Mountain one sitting upstairs in a frame from when I was, I don't know, 18 or something like that. Like, they add up just that kind of stuff. So if you're someone who likes getting those, it's definitely worth it just on its own. So you get a few fast passes out of it. Okay. Maybe not all the time, though, is the one thing. If there was more value for it, I'd be more inclined to get it, like, all the time.
I still think it's going to be a good value for people who are traveling in, and you're only there a couple of days or whatever. And, yeah, you get to go on more rides that way.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Even if it's only Space Mountain once, you still get to go on it faster. So.
Yeah. And then the last little parks news is, you know how Muppets Haunted Mansion is coming out tomorrow from our recording? The 8th.
Scary.
We're recording on the 7th.
Scary.
It is scary. Probably not, actually. But anyway, there's a photo op in Downtown Disney.
Cool.
And it looks cute because the Muppets are amazing. And the Muppets do not get enough love. And I'm hoping they start getting the love they deserve.
They keep trying, but it is tough. It's tough to capture what makes the Muppets cool. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Anyway, I'm just trying to imagine. I'm excited to watch.
I am excited for that as well. And if you can go to Downtown Disney, you get your picture taken.
Absolutely. I don't know. My favorite photo op, though, is probably when they did the WandaVision one. And this is what we call a Sugui.
A Sugui. About that WandaVision.
Yeah, about that. You go ahead. Okay, I'll do it. About that WandaVision. There's another rumor coming out. It sounds like a full leak to me. Like, they haven't officially announced, but it sounds pretty solid.
I've seen it all over the place, and, like, it was in Variety, which is pretty good source.
I didn't know it was in Variety. That's pretty awesome.
I'm pretty sure I saw it on. Maybe not, but I don't know.
So, big news.
Yeah.
Exciting news.
Mm-hmm.
Agatha Harkness is going to be coming all along. See what I did? Is going to be having a spinoff show.
Yeah.
On Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be a dark comedy. And yeah, I'm excited. That's
built in theme song.
It's true. It's really true.
So yeah, no, that's cool.
No idea on anything else, but awesome. She signed up to be Agatha again.
Of course.
And that's the only casting I've heard, so
that's all you need.
That's true. Along.
Just her Agatha. On screen all
just Agatha all along. But yeah, I would still watch that. It was just her. So anyway, that's exciting. And I'm super excited about it because I love WandaVision so much and I love Agatha so much. And yeah. And speaking of Disney Plus.
Yeah. Another Disney Plus Marvel news. Wednesday that just passed. You could watch Black Widow on the stream if you hadn't paid Premiere access before. It was free to all subscribers.
That's exciting.
It is. That's cool.
Watch that again.
Probably. I don't. Mm-hmm. I want to watch Shang-Chi again. That's not coming out till Disney Plus Day, though.
November 12th.
Yeah.
That's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it's
we got a lot of spooky movies we're watching right now.
Exactly.
We got these Muppets Haunted Mansion going on and all that fun stuff. I haven't even started Halloween Town yet. By the time that's all good, we'll be set to watch Shang-Chi.
Perfect. Okay, I think that's enough news.
Okay.
We should get to the celebrating.
Woohoo! It's holiday time.
Okay, so, you like your sparkly.
Yeah, it was a long day at work today, all right?
You and me both. So yeah. I'm going to pour you some more Prosecco.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you tell me about why and what this is all about?
Prosecco?
No, but...
I know, it's being smart. Okay, so yeah, if you go back and you listen to episode one, we said like we sit around and talk about this anyway. But do you remember why you said why we decided to do it right then?
There was no hockey on.
There was no hockey on.
I told you, it's a year ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's fun. No, you do apparently, because it's funny.
Well, you guess what? There's going to be hockey
on. There's going to be hockey on.
Starts this week.
There was hockey, and we still kept doing this, though.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
No, we sit around, and literally we would just sit around and discuss this stuff. So we kind of like, it made an appointment for us to sit around and discuss it regularly.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. I enjoy this time. Yeah. What about, and you said you were worried because you kind of had come up with some of these ideas. And then as you were saying them, I just think I remember saying, yeah, I come up with ideas like podcast and YouTube channel, and they're just ideas. And then Krista just makes them happen.
Yeah. I have follow through problems. Sticking to a schedule is not the easiest thing in the world. There's been a couple weeks that have been struggles.
Yeah.
This one, even.
Yeah. Because it's
just
a holiday.
The timing wise and work and everything, it can be tough. But
yep.
Once you're sitting down and doing it, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't have to do the editing.
Nope,
but
that's me.
Hopefully we didn't have to edit this one too much. I know there's a couple bits, but, you know, whatever.
So, I think we should mention our most popular episode because I think it's weird that this is our most popular episode.
Oh, I was going to ask you that as trivia.
Our most popular episode?
Most listened to. I want you to say what your
favorite episode
was. Yeah.
My favorite episode doing, I don't know if it's the best one to listen to, but literally the most fun I had doing one was Hamilton.
That's up there for me too. It I was definitely the most whiskey-fied on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So go back and listen to the Hamilton and Peggy.
And Peggy.
Episode. And see if you can tell that I've had a couple.
That was the first one when we were really like,
whatever.
We didn't have tons of notes or anything. We were like, look, we've watched this movie, like, well, this play, like a bajillion times. We can make this work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when we started this, we had like quite in-depth notes for every episode and kind of keep us on track. It's gotten a little bit more freeform then. Hopefully. Yeah. Still listenable though.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when I started teaching, I'd have pages of lesson plans every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, quick note, because I know what I'm talking about a lot more confident. Hopefully I know what I'm talking about. What was your favorite one?
Yeah, that one was up there. I also really liked a couple of the Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel's always
ones.
Good.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
I actually had a lot of fun doing those very recent one where there should have been dinosaurs.
That was last week.
That was 2 weeks ago. Our last week one was Halloween.
Oh.
Things that scare you.
Oh, yeah. Spooky time.
Mm-hmm,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, I just, that was fun. Like a fun idea. I like that. And I also liked when we were Christmas shopping for villains. That was a fun one.
Oh, yeah. That did come to mind. The naughty list, I believe that
yes,
was called.
That was the naughty list. You come up with good titles. Brandon always, almost always, comes up with the titles.
Yeah, I get glared at if I don't come up with the title.
Yep. And our first guest one with Trevor and Taylor was
fun. Oh, that was a good one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are some of my favorites. Yeah. What about some misses? Are there some that we did that you're just like, yeah, that was fine, but whatever?
Well, they're all wonderful episodes, everyone. They're all so good.
Are there things that you thought would be more fun to talk about than actually ended up being fun to talk about? Like, you're like, oh, this sounds fun to talk about, and it just fell flat.
There's some, like, let's say Canadian Thanksgiving.
That was my least favorite.
I actually did listen to that one because I thought after recording it, I was like, no one's going to want to listen to that. Mm-hmm. But it actually sounds, it's like, works.
Yeah, it does.
But it wasn't super fun to record.
I completely agree. Yeah. It's more, I felt more teachery. Like, let me give you this information.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But I think it's fine to listen to. It wasn't as much fun to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. What about, like, looking down? So we said we were going to try this for a year.
We did.
Since we're having our 1 year episode, I'm assuming we're going to keep going.
I guess so.
Especially because I have notes for what we're doing next week.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think? Are you happy we've been doing this? What are some things moving forward you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. These are supposed to be questions for you.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The big push for a podcast was you. I had the idea first, and then you like took it and ran with it.
Made it go. Yes.
So what do you want to see moving forward?
Well, I think we've already made some changes. So to begin with, we started doing trivia. We were doing trivia every week. And now we do different things. Like, I like when we do a BuzzFeed quiz or, like, different games and stuff like that.
Yep.
Just we find that works better with, depending on the topic that we're doing.
Yeah.
Some things lend themselves really well to trivia, some don't, right? Moving forward, like, I want to be more active and everything. Like, I pretty much handle the Instagram and
Facebook. I don't know how to use Instagram.
But I'd like to be more active on that. And I think my goal for the next year is going to be trying to get more reviews.
Reviews are good. And yeah, that social media interaction is important.
Mm-hmm. Right now I just like everyone because I'm like, this is cool. But like, yeah, being a little bit more thoughtful about that kind of stuff.
And yes, just maybe some more audience participation would be fun.
Although I was really, we did a question and answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was crazy impressed by some of the questions and stuff. Like, we got a lot of questions.
That's true.
But a lot of them did come, like, one person would ask, like, 5 questions. Like, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So, but yeah.
And, well, and you put a question out there for our spooktacular...
That was really cool. Mm-hmm.
Halloween intro.
Got some messages.
So, that turned out pretty good. Yeah, do more stuff like that.
More things like that. Yeah, audience participation. And then, yeah, would love to get some more reviews. I think that would be, like, my personal goal. And we want to move to doing these on YouTube as well. Not just the audio, but, like, actually recording.
Yeah, we kind of have a little wall set up for a background.
Yeah, we have nerd stuff in the house. We may as well show it off.
Yeah, exactly. And we have to play around with the lighting and stuff. We were thinking about starting it with this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Timing-wise, that didn't work out.
No, because the whole working late nights and things like that.
But then the episodes are going to have to become a little more freeform because you're not going to edit the video.
Right.
And, yeah, you'll hear us go and ah even more. But that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, absolutely. When we get some more people following YouTube and things like that, I think that'd be a good time to start that. Maybe we'll start it in, I don't know, like 2022 or Christmas season or something.
Yeah.
Or randomly 1 week.
When I feel like it and I'm wearing a nice shirt.
What about you? What do you think about, like, those kind of ideas and stuff like that?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Oh, you're so easygoing. I also think we should, another goal that I'd like to do is to hang out with other podcasters.
That's true. That would be a lot of fun.
We chat, like, with different podcasting groups and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, doing some, like, guests and stuff like that.
Guests either which way. I wouldn't mind visiting a podcast.
Yeah.
I think I can be witty enough to be a decent addition for 5 minutes. No longer than 5 minutes.
No,
though.
No longer, no. You're witty and I'm, I don't know, nerdy, I guess. So we can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that would be fun. Something to think about for the next year.
Good idea. I'm going to leave that in your more than capable hands.
And I am excited for the Disney content coming because it's going to be fun talking about it. Like, we've started doing Blind Date with Disney now. We have one of those done. I think that's going to be fun to keep doing.
That's good. I'm looking very much forward to actually putting some travel into the Disney and Travel podcast.
Theoretically. We've been talking about a lot of theoretical stuff on here. Mm-hmm. And remembering stuff, but it would be nice to add some new details to it.
Yeah. I would like to travel to Disney at some point.
That'd be fantastic.
Someday.
We were supposed to be. Okay. Yep. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have many plans for many wish list items when we do that, finally. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. So are you enjoying doing a podcast still?
I am.
Good.
I am. Good. Even though I'm editing sometimes weirdly, but I actually kind of have fun editing, so.
That's good. Yeah.
Probably not this week. We're trying to squeeze it in.
We are, but that's okay.
But I have fun sitting here on the couch with you, chatting about stuff we enjoy once a week, making sure we always get that done. Yeah. What about you?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's cool. And there's lots of Disney stuff coming all the time. Disney Plus is a big benefit for that.
Oh, yes.
Even without the travel.
Oh, yes. Even without the travel. I'm thinking, like, look at what's coming down from Marvel and Star Wars. And, like, we've got Boba Fett here coming in December. Like, we've got some cool stuff coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to, what's next you're going to be? 2021 was the year of Marvel. We have to decide on 2022.
The more year of Marvel? I don't know.
It kind of looks that way, honestly. And I've enjoyed doing our decades episode. I'm glad to keep doing interesting things like that with you. Mm-hmm. I like learning things. The more you know.
Okay, teacher. Well, okay, so let's ask our audience. What would they like to see in the future? What could we do better? What do you really like? What would you like to see more of?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear from them.
There's some really cool Disney podcasts out there, and I'm always impressed by the creative things they come up with.
Mm.
I was listening to Poor Unfortunate Podcast the other day, and they were doing different playlist recommendations. Or it was like... They each came up with a playlist. One was the best opening songs, like the score openings, title sequence songs. And another one was the best love songs. And then they had the best fall weather Disney songs.
Oh, boy. I would not be good at any of that.
It was so cool. Well, these guys are very good at music. Like, they're very knowledgeable. That's an important thing. And I was like, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, there's so many cool ideas out there. So I think it'd be awesome if our listeners could tell us what they want to hear more of. Maybe I should send Brandon on a blind date with Disney.
I could do that. It's probably easier to find something that's out of left field for me than it is for you.
Yeah, I've seen more random stuff than you.
I have to dig real deep for those. But I am looking forward to do another one for you.
Yes. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Probably here in a little while. I don't want to do them too often. But
No.
Yeah.
Well, we do our decades about once a month or so, once every 4 to 6 weeks. And so that's a good time for Blind Date for Disney. Maybe you want to hear that. Maybe you really liked when we were talking, I don't know, villains, or you want to hear more Star Wars or whatever. Cruising. Maybe we should go on a cruise.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So overall, super fun. Thanks for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
And cheers.
Oh, my drink's gone.
Oh,
now. That's
bad luck to cheers with an empty glass. Okay. You better pour it.
I'll pour a little bit more.
My students really think it's funny that I have a Disney podcast, by the way. Except the one week when we were talking about the fact that I did this, and we had like half an hour had passed and they were doing something else, and all of a sudden a student looked up very concerned because she's like, Miss Mac, why did I just look up your name? And the last podcast episode was called Daddy Issues. I was like, well, we were talking about, like, Marvel and Super Mario. I don't want to listen to you anymore. Like, to be fair.
But the superheroes have daddy issues.
They do. It's a whole thing. But she was very concerned about what we'd be talking about.
The superheroes and the supervillains usually have daddy issues. Well, all of them.
Name one that didn't. Uncle Ben counts as daddy issues.
Yeah, definitely. And then he, like, in the MCU,
Tony Stark
is a father figure, so yeah, daddy issues.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she was very, very concerned.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I did come up with that title.
Yeah, you did. You always come up with the title.
I'm sorry, random student. It's okay. It's just superheroes.
I will tell you, though, we were watching Hamilton, and I started to ask questions of one kid knew all the answers, because she went home and listened to our Hamilton episode.
Fun and...
And educational.
Very educational.
And I was like, did you know? She's like, yeah, I did, because I listened to your episode.
Well, we just watched a documentary, and Walt Disney thought that education can be entertainment.
That was his whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're just like Walt, is what you're saying.
Basically, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything.
But toot. Okay, so congratulations. Happy anniversary. Here's to another year or however long. And
clink.
Yay, clink. That was another clink. There we go.
There you go.
I think that basically wraps up our little reflection time.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
No. Oh. I know how that one goes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not very fair.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It was reflection time. I was confused. But I wanted to ask you some trivia about our podcast. You did bring this up before.
Yes.
What
trivia about our own podcast?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
What
if I fail?
I think you know the answer to the first one because you wanted to talk about
it. I did.
Before,
okay.
But,
all right.
But what do you think is our most listened to episode?
I think our most listened to episode is So This Is Love, which is our Valentine's Day episode.
Okay.
I don't know how many people listen to it, but I know every time I bump on that analytics, it's always like ranked really highly, even when it's not Valentine's Day. I don't know.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, we can go on our podcast hosting thing, and it'll show us how many times each episode has been listened mm-hmm. to, and like over a date range we can look at it and stuff like that. And yeah, that episode seems to get a lot of random listens.
Yeah.
I almost think that people are just punching in trying to find the song on Apple.
Right, because another very highly ranked one, I think, is This Is Halloween, which is our last Halloween episode.
That was our most popular one for a very, very long time.
Well past Halloween last year.
But that got like 50 listens to on Halloween day itself.
So people were listening while they were like getting ready to go trick-or-treating and stuff, which was super cool.
Yeah. Or they wanted to find the song This Is Halloween.
That's what I'm thinking about. And then I think our first episode also got a lot of listens.
We need to, like...
Always come up with that titles.
We need to come up with titles for our episodes based on very popular songs, except the problem is I am too old and I don't know what a popular song title is anymore.
Should I ask the children?
Drake just came out with a new album.
Did he? I didn't even know that.
Maybe. I don't know. That's as good as I got. I have no idea.
Is Drake Canadian?
Yes, yeah.
Good job. Nice Canadian content there.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's Canadian and a worldwide superstar, and he also likes the Leafs at least a little bit.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Drake's cool then.
Big Toronto guy.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I could look those up then, I guess, because that's all I've got. Okay. That is, yeah, so I think it's So This Is Love.
That's your answer?
Yeah, that's what I think.
What do you think is the most popular single week?
Oh, single week.
As an addendum to that. Episode that was listened to in its first week.
I think it's So This Is Halloween.
Okay. I would have to definitely compare. That one's definitely up there.
Yeah. I just know that was probably our most listened to on one day.
Mm-hmm.
That
was definitely in one day for sure.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that translated to the whole week, but I'm not sure. But yeah, that's it's. I think it's either that one or it's something really recent, like the There Should Be Dinosaurs one. Like it's either This Is Halloween because I know that was most of the day, or This Is Dinosaurs. Can I have two answers?
Sure.
Okay.
Because yeah, it's either one of those okay. two. Then. Ms. Editor.
Uh-oh. Okay.
What is our longest episode? We try to keep them under an hour.
We do. We very rarely do now.
Actually, we've been pretty good. Yeah. I was just going
through... Our longest episode, we have a couple that were like an hour and 14 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes. I don't know. I feel like one of the decades ones was really long. Ooh, one of the Marvel ones I know was really long. Phase.
It's pretty good. You're yeah.
Okay. Am I thinking things through?
Because I just went through the list, and you're kind of picking out all the long ones.
So. I feel like it was either like the 80s from the decades one, because the 90s we broke up into two, and that was why we had so much to say about the 90s. Or it was something like phase two from Marvel, because phase three we broke up into two as well. So that's why I'm thinking it might have been phase two. Or it could have been like, I don't know, WandaVision or something. Like, I feel like it was a Marvel one.
Okay. I will let you know the answer next week. But,
that's a good question. I'm actually not sure.
The answer actually surprised me, because you've picked out most of the long ones, but
I didn't get the longest?
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so curious.
It's kind of a random one, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I do notice that we talk a lot about Marvel, so.
That's because it's so interesting.
It's so interesting. Speaking of Marvel, you should listen to us next week. Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Is that a Sigui?
What if
you listen to us next week? Get it?
Yeah.
What if?
But you wouldn't be the watcher. You'd be the listener.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Is that for trivia?
Yeah. That's,
I do okay?
That's all I got. I think you did pretty good. I mean, it is your podcast, so.
Yours as well.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Ours. Yeah.
And, so, yeah, good job.
Mm-hmm. Cheers again.
Clank.
Clank. So, you should definitely listen to us, What If, next week, because that is what we're going to be talking about. So, you have 1 week to get caught up on everything.
Yeah, you got to binge it. There's only 9 episodes, and they're a half hour
Not
each.
Ten.
Not 10. There's a missing episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can figure out what the heck I'm talking about.
That's right, because we'll definitely be talking about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
But for this week, that is our show, and our show for the year, I guess.
Happy year.
Happy year. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. If you're more into emailing than DMing, you can also message us there. You can also find us on Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. Hey, you just heard, I want to, like, increase engagement on those things, so, you know. Contact us.
Yeah. Do it.
And you can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, as well as on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't, please do. Again, you heard a goal.
Yeah.
Reviews.
Reviews are good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Easy. It helps others find us, and it just makes you awesome. Especially on Apple Podcasts. But, you know, wherever, we're happy with it. So if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. And while you're recommending that, you can also recommend Magic of the Mouse Radio. Huge thank you to Bill over on Magic of the Mouse Radio, by the way.
Yeah.
While we're hanging out over
it's
here.
It's pretty awesome that we get to be broadcast over the airwaves and radio station apps every week.
Three times a week. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And Park Pass, their second radio station, just went up. So,
oh, very cool.
Very cool.
Have you listened to it yet?
I haven't gotten to because it, like, just went out.
Yeah.
We're not. We're obviously recording this pre-airing, but yeah, we'll be close to a week old by the time
next
we listen to
this. Week at work. You'll turn it on.
Exactly right. So, Magic of the Mouse Radio, the original, will be playing movies, soundtracks, Disney Plus music, and Park Pass. Obviously, will be playing things from the parks and resorts and things like that. So definitely give them a listen. And you can find Magic the Mouse Radio on most radio station apps. And then, of course, Park Pass will be joining that up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we are continuing our year of Marvel. I need something more ominous. Our year of Marvel.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. What if?
We're looking at What If. You have a week to get all caught up. And consider this your first spoiler warning. We'll be analyzing. We'll be spoilering.
Yes.
Spoilering. So then I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
I I don't want to toot my own horn or anything.
But toot toot.